these brothers and sisters.
我先来到主的面前来祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们谢谢你的恩典，你的怜悯。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your mercy and grace.
我们谢谢主为我们预备每周一这一天，能够让我们弟兄姐妹同心合意来到你的面前敬拜。
We thank the Lord for prepare a day once a week that we can come before you to worship you.
主，你是一个灵，所以敬拜你得要用心灵诚实来敬拜你。
God is the Spirit, so that we worship Him in truth and spirit.
主，就求主你掌管我们每个人的心。
Lord, we ask you to control everyone's heart.
让我们真的是把我们的赞美，把我们的心思意念都摆在你的面前。
So that we can give you our heart and our praises and thanks to you.
也求主你的圣灵监察我们的心。
And may the Holy Spirit examine our heart.
也让我们能够全然服在你的面前。
So that we can come and kneel before you.
求主你喜悦我们今天的敬拜。
We ask you to accept our worship today.
我们谢谢主。
Thank you.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣灵。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
上次的信息呢，我们分享了福音的奥秘。
Last week we shared the mystery of the gospel.
那么福音的奥秘呢，其实也就是神救赎计划的奥秘。
So the mystery of gospel is the mystery that God redeemed His people.
那么它是通过基督的奥秘体现出来的。
This is through the mystery of Christ
demonstrated. 但是我们知道呢，虽然神在旧约中呢就启示了他救赎的计划。
Even though God revealed His salvation plan in the Old Testament.
但是因为我们人的有限，还有有罪呢，有罪的本性。
But because we are finite person and people, and we also have a sinful nature.
所以以至于呢，人不可能靠自己的智能去能够理解明白它。
So that by our own power that we cannot fully understand God's plan.
那么尽管呢，神在旧约先知书里面好几次的来启示了他将来救赎的计划。
Even though God revealed His salvation plan several times in the old days.
我们先看两处地方，就是以赛亚书的7:14这样告诉我们说，因此主自己要给你们一个兆头。必有童女怀孕生子，给他起名叫以马内利。
So in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, for to us a child is born, to us a son. Oh, I'm sorry, the wrong one. In Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, therefore the Lord Himself will give you a son, the virgin will be withchild and will give birth to a son and will be called Emmanuel.
那么在以赛亚书的9:6-7也告诉我们说，有因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙、测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。他的政权与平安必加增无穷，他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义接固，使国接固，从今直到永远，万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。
Isaiah 9, chapter 6 to 7 says, For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign.On David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on to forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
然而呢，当在这些预言之后的700多年，那么一个婴孩诞生在了伯利恒。
But after that, over 700 years passed, a child is born in Bethlehem.
但是那时候呢，很少有人能够把这件事情和圣经的旧约里面联系起来。
But hardly anybody will connect this verse with the things happened at that time.
可是呢，这个婴孩呢是世界上一个最大的奥秘。
But this child is the greatest mystery in the world.
因为他是永生神的儿子。
Because he is the son of the eternal God.
所以他既是完全的神，他也是一个完全的人。
So he is a fully God and a fully man.
所以这是一个极大的奥秘。
And this is a great mystery.
所以他情愿离开天上的荣华。
So he willingly gave up the glory and the prosperity in heaven.
那卑微他自己，降世成为一个人的样式。
And humble himself and come to this world as a man.
所以他也受尽一切的痛苦羞辱。
And he suffered all the humiliation and the sufferings.
最后被钉在十字架上。
And finally was nailed on the cross.
那么他被埋葬，三日后复活升天。
And he was buried, and 3 days later he was resurrected.
那么这就是神救赎计划。
And this is the salvation plan God ordained.
这就是神救赎计划的实施。
This is a fulfillment of that plan.
那么是所有能够信靠耶稣基督的犹太人还有外邦人都能够一同的与神和好。
So all those who trust the Lord, either Israelites or the Gentiles, that they will all be saved.
他们也能够一同成为神的儿女。
They will all become God's children.
一同能够成为主的身体。
And also become the body of the Lord.
一同也能够分享神为他们所预备的那些应许。
And also share the promises God prepared for them.
所以神的救赎计划那是一个奥秘。
So the salvation plan of God is a mystery.
它是以惊人的方式来把救恩赐给我们这些罪人。
So in his salvation, he surprisingly saved his people and gave them the hope.
所以是凭我们自己的理性和知识是不能够明白的。
By our humans, rationality and our understanding, we cannot fully grasp that.
然而这个奥秘呢，是主耶稣亲自的启示给了使徒保罗的真理。
But Jesus, the Lord himself, revealed this mystery to Paul.
所以呢，若不是圣灵在人里面的工作，没有人能够明白。
If it's not the Holy Spirit worked in us, that no one can understand this.
也没有人听了愿意接受。
And no one will receive after hear the gospel.
所以在今天的信息中呢，保罗进一步的分享了他从福音的奥秘中所领受到的基督的丰富，还有神的智慧。
So today's message that Paul continued to review this plan that God put in the salvation.
从而能够兼顾所有圣徒，那么在面对任何的艰难时，要持守在基督里的信心。
So this will steadfast our faith during all the difficult times that we will stand firm.
那么让我们知道呢，圣徒只有通过信靠耶稣基督，才能够得以来到神的面前。
We know all the saints that only through Jesus Christ that we can come before Him.
我们先来看神基督的丰富。
So first, let us take a look of Christ's righteousness.
我们去看第七节，这里告诉我们，他说：“我做了这福音的指示，是照神的恩赐，这恩赐是照他运行的大能赐给我的。”
Verse 7, I became a servant of this gospel by the gift of God's grace given me through the working of His power.
那么指示的意思呢，是指一个人为了别人的需要还有好处，那么就愿意服侍他人的人。
A servant is a person that willingly serve others because for the others' benefit.
所以这里说神呼召保罗呢，他说做福音的指示。
So here says, God calls Paul to be the servant of the gospel.
也就是神让保罗把从主耶稣那里领受到的福音的奥秘教导给犹太人还有外邦人。
So God used Apostle Paul to reveal his salvation truth to the Israelites and the Gentiles.
使他们能够有机会得到这个美好的救恩。
So that they can receive this salvation.
那么神不但呼召保罗做这一个事工。
Not only God calls Paul to do this ministry.
所以他也赐给了他完成这一件事工的所有的能力。
He also gave him the power to accomplish this task.
所以保罗在这里呢，接着呢，表达了他对临到自己的这个呼召呢，感到了非常的惊讶。
So Paul, surprisingly, he himself even surprised that God gave him this task.
那么所以在第八节前半部分，他说：“我本来比众圣徒中最小的还好，然而他还赐我这恩赐。”
So verse 8 says, although I'm less than the least of all God's people, this grace is given to me.
所以这里呢，并不是保罗他有意的来表达他的谦卑。
Here is not that Paul, is trying to, show how, humble he is.
也不是像法利赛人那样的假冒伪善。
Or like the Pharisees that, being a hypocrite.
那么这件事呢，是保罗他一生中对自己信仰改变的惊讶。
So this is the astonishment of Paul that he was surprised by God's grace on him.
那么这位大家知道曾经又亵渎又四处苦害基督徒的这个法利赛人。
We know that Paul used to blaspheme God and also persecuted the Christians.
他竟然被蒙召成为不只是成为一个平信徒。
But God called him not only as a common disciple.
还蒙召他成为一名使徒。
And also called him to be an apostle.
他甚至得到了特别的权柄，那么主要是在外邦人中传福音。
And he also received a privilege that he will preach the gospel among the Gentiles.
所以也叫做外邦人的使徒。
So that he's called the Gentiles apostle.
那么一个蒙恩得救的人，如果忘记了自己是从一个深坑里面被神拯救出来的。
If a saved sinner for God, he was delivered from a pit by God.
那么那是非常可悲的一件事情。
And it's a tragic.
所以我们其实应该就像保罗一样，常常来告诫我们自己。
So that we should just like Paul, that we remind ourselves.
我们得救乃是本乎恩。
We are saved, by grace.
我们从不信到信，那是神完全的恩典。
From unbelieving to believe, that it's totally God's grace.
没有我们自己丝毫的功劳。
There's no merit from ourselves.
所以说不明白这一点呢，我们就不可能活出感恩、赞美、敬虔还有喜乐的生命来。
If we do not understand that, we cannot live a life full of gratefulness and praising heart.
那么保罗这里呢，他几次重复使用恩赐这个词。
And Paul here used grace many times.
而且他说这个恩赐呢是神的大能作用的结果。
And he said that this grace is given to him through the power of God.
那么这个里面呢，他也说他是在强调福音和救恩都是神的恩典。
He's emphasizing that the gospel and the grace all is God's grace.
那么都是神赐下的。
All given by God.
所以保罗这里不觉得他自己配得什么。
Paul here is saying that he's not worthy of any of this.
他认为他身上每一样的东西都是神的爱、慈爱和怜悯白白赐给他的。
He think all the things that good things happened in him that all because God's grace and mercy.
那么是神的大能呢，在人身上的彰显。
It is God's mighty power that demonstrated in man's life.
所以他深深的知道，如果不是神的大能来改变他
，If it's not God's power changed him，
他不会从一个逼迫信徒。毁谤仇恨基督的人变成一个被主重用的使徒。
He will not transform from a person that persecutes the believers that become important disciples of God.
其实这样的事例呢，在我们在很多基督徒中间，那就在我们中间的弟兄姐妹中也有这样的事例。
So this also happens among us.
那么有的基督徒呢，他在信主之前呢。有很多狂傲的这种的想法或者是这种话。
Some of among us that before we believe that we also very proud and wild.
那么他们在之前呢是很极力的反对福音。
And we probably against the gospel fearlessly.
那么甚至有人讲这样子的话，就是说是，就是是全世界的人信耶稣，我也不会相信。
Some even claim that if all the world believes the Jesus Christ, I will not believe.
也有人说宁愿去地狱，我也不会信福音。
Some even dare to say that I would rather go to hell than believe Jesus Christ.
等等这些狂妄的话。
These are all very proud blasphemy.
但是这些人呢，最终都成了我们的弟兄姐妹，都成为了神的儿女。
But later on, that they become brothers and sisters in the Lord.
那么是什么把这样愚拙傲慢的人变成一个谦卑、愿意服侍神的人呢
？So what caused this foolish and stubborn heart changed?
那么根据保罗的话呢，只有一个解释。
By Paul, there's only one explanation.
那么就是神自己的大能运行在了他的身上。
It is God's great power worked among the heart of those people.
所以没有再有第二种可能性。
There's no second possibility.
那我们弟兄姐妹在服侍主的过程中，你是否感觉到服侍主的时候呢？做主的门徒也是需要付出很多的辛劳。
During our service in the Lord, don't anybody feel that the ministry is hard? Sometimes it's very hard to continue.
我们也需要付出很大的努力。
And we also need to work very hard.
那么有人会问，那我这里面我付了那些，那我那神的能力在哪里呢
？So I spend so much effort in it. Where is God's power?
那么在哥罗西书的一章二十九节，他这样告诉我们。这是保罗的话，他说：“我也为此劳苦，照着他在我里面运行的大能进行竭力。”
Colossians chapter 1 verse 29 says, "To this end I labor, struggling with all his energy, which so powerfully works in me."
所以从这里面我们看到呢，那是神的能力，那是和人的力量呢柔合在了一起。
So here we understand that it's God's great power and man's labor that worked together.
那么是神的大能了，增添了我们人的力量。
And it is God's great power that gave us the strength.
才能够使我们人能够有力量来服侍主，来做他交托我们的事工。
So that we can have energy to serve God and to accomplish anything that He gave to us.
那么保罗知道呢，神启示他基督的奥秘，呼召他成为门徒。
So Paul knows that the Lord revealed his mystery and caused him to be the apostle.
那么是为了传讲基督那测不透的丰富。
It is for the purpose to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ.
那么这种丰富呢，包括他已经赐给我们的和他将来要赐给我们的。
This includes the things that he already given us and the things that he will give us in the future.
而神把这一切的丰富呢，都存储在了他自己儿子耶稣基督里面。
And God put all this richness in his son Jesus Christ.
所以我们从基督那里，我们基督徒生活所领受到的一切，其实都是从基督来的。
So our Christians that all the things that we receive is from the Lord.
所以若不是他与基督连结，
if we're not connected to the Lord,
我们不可能活出神喜悦的生命。
That we cannot live a life that pleases God.
所以我们的属灵的生命呢，一定会枯干。
And our spiritual life will be withered.
那么结果就是被火焚烧。
And will be then finally that we will be like branches that.Will be burned.
那么像约翰福音十五章的五到六节这样的主耶稣告诉我们，他说：“我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面，这人就多结果子。因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。人若不藏在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来扔在火里烧了。”
John chapter 15 verse 5, I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up and thrown into the fire and burned.
所以我们要想真的活出一个基督徒的生命，那要想常常结出圣灵的果子。
If we want to live out a Christian's life and bear the spiritual fruits,
我们必然要跟主耶稣基督连在一起。
We have to connect with our Lord Jesus Christ.
那么这里测不，那么基督测不透的丰富主要有两个层面的意思。
So there's two meanings that in this unsearchable riches of Christ.
那么一是指呢，基督的丰富是基督的奥秘本身。
And the mystery of Christ itself is rich.
那么是人不可能全部明白的。
No man can fully, completely, understand this.
那么另一层意思就是基督的丰富是不能穷尽、永不枯干的。
And also another meaning is that this rich, can never be withered and used up.
那么人们可以不断去支取，但是他任何时候跟开始呢都是一样。
Believers can, continue to receive.This rich from Christ, but they can never use them up.
所以基督的丰富呢，可以从我们读圣经可以体会到。
And we can experience this richness while we reading the Bible.
那我们知道圣经呢，已经有将近两千年的历史。
We know that the history of the Bible is over 2,000 years.
这是没有一个人能够完全的明白圣经。
But no man, in this, in the history can.Fully, totally understand the words.
那么总有里面有一些奥秘，我们还是不能明白。
There's some mysteries that in the Bible that we cannot fully understand.
其有好多的奥秘，其实也不是神也不是说让我们去明白。
And there's some mysteries God Himself deliberately not revealed completely to us.
所以有的呢是神故意他隐藏起来的。
And God, deliberately, hide those mysteries.
那么任何人读圣经的时候呢，我们知道我们读一般的书的时候，我们读几遍呢就觉得枯燥无味了。
And if we read other books that after several times that we're so bored.
但是每位基督徒神的儿女，如果你读圣经的话，不管你读了多少遍，你其实感觉到是一样的新鲜。
But for a Christian, that if you read God's word, no matter how many times you repeat the reading, you still can feel the new things that in the words.
为什么？
Why?
因为神是透过圣经启示基督那测不透的丰富。
Because God used the Bible to reveal the unsearchable richness of Christ.
我们可以从基督里面获得安息、平安和喜乐。
We can receive rest, peace and joy in Christ.
我们也可以从基督那里获得爱、智慧、能力、永生等等。
We can also receive love, eternal life and other blessings from the Lord.
这些都是在基督的丰富里给我们预备的这些福气。
This is all hidden in the richness of Christ.
那么我们思想了基督的丰富呢，那么这是基督的丰富，其实也是神智慧的表现。
And also the richness of the Lord is God's wisdom.
所以我们下面看一下神的智慧，这保罗怎么来教导我们。
So how Paul teaches us about God's wisdom.
那么在这九到十一节，那我们下面先看一下九到十节，他说又使众人都明白这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的，为要借着教会使天上执政的、掌权的现在得知神百般的智慧。
Verse 9 to 10 And to make plain to everyone the administration of this mystery, which for ages past was kept hidden in God, who created all things. His intent was that now through the church,The manifold wisdom of God should be made known.
那我们前面看到的其实是个人因为信靠耶稣所得的这些特别的这些单独的益处。
So before that we see that the individuals that who receive the benefits from God after they believed.
那么这里我们看到的是呢，耶稣基督对整个人类的掌控。
Then here we can see, Jesus Christ that he has the authority over the whole human being.
那么这也是呢，神的智慧的彰显。
This is also the demonstration of God's wisdom.
那么其实呢，自从亚当夏娃犯罪堕落之后。
After Adam and Eve sinned and fall into sin.
那么一直到今天呢，混乱跟人与人之间的争斗一直存在于这个世界上。
And there's a chaos and wars and fightings among men.
那么人类呢，似乎一直在处在一片黑暗之中。
And human beings all live in the darkness.
那么人们向往永久的和平。
And people seek the eternal peace.
那么许多的思想家、政治家或者科学家都在尽心竭力来想给历史定出一个计划。
And some the philosophers and the politicians or all those people that they want to have a good plan for the whole human society.
但是呢，而且他们想为未来呢找出一些希望。
And they want to find the hope for the future.
然后到至今呢，没有一个人能够找到。
But no one can find such a perfect plan.
但是使徒呢，从神给领受的启示乃是神对这个世界有他的一个计划和他的心意。
But the apostle that received the revelation from God that God himself has a plan for this world.
那么是因为神创造了这个世界。
Because God created this world.
那么他也透过他无限的智慧和全能继续在护理这个世界。
And through his infinite wisdom that he is providing and govern the universe.
所以人类历史的发展其实就是神智慧计划的智慧的计划和他的实施。
So the human history is a development and the demonstration of God's wisdom.
那么正像这面的十一节告诉我们的，他说这是造神从万事以前，在我们主耶稣基督里所定的旨意。
So it says in the verse 11, according to his eternal purpose, which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord.
所以这里面告诉我们了，这个计划呢，早在万事以前就已经安排好了。
So here tells us, before the human history that God already arranged this plan.
它在哪里存在，只是人不能明白吧。
It's already there, but man cannot see and understand.
所以呢，历史历代以来，神一直隐藏着它，所以呢，称它为奥秘。
So through all the generations, God has hidden this that so man calls it mystery.
所以是一个一直存在着却还没有充分启示出来的一个真理。
It's already existing but not fully revealed by God.
所以人靠自己呢是永远不会弄明白的。
By man's own power, they cannot understand.
所以直到耶稣基督来到这个世界，他才将它启示出来。
Until Jesus Christ came to this world, God revealed his plan.
那么这里面也告诉我们说，这个奥秘呢，不但人不能明白。
Not only man cannot understand this mystery.
他说连天上那些执政掌权的也不能明白。
And also those that who have authority and the controls in the heavens, they cannot understand this either.
那么这里说天上那些执政掌权的，就是指天上的，就是指天使。
And the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms, it means the angels.
那么神这些不但没有启示给人，也没有启示给这些天使。
Not only God not revealed to man, he didn't reveal to the angels either.
他将这样的他的智慧呢，透过使徒先知启示给了他的教会。
Only now through the revelation to the apostles, he gave this mystery to the church.
而神最终要透过基督和教会来恢复世界的和平和他的合一。
And through church that God will restore the peace and the harmony of his creation.
那么这样我们也知道呢，神起初他创造了一个完美的世界。
We know that God in the beginning he created this perfect world.
那么他奥秘的旨意呢，容许了罪和邪恶因为魔鬼进入了这个世界。
In his mystery he allowed the sin and Satan entered into this world.
那么因为这个世界是他的，所以他定义 要使这个世界重新变得完美。
So because he is the creator of this universe, so he ordained that he will restore the world to the perfect beginning.
所以他的计划呢，就是用一个新的族类来达到这个目的。
So his plan is he will choose one nation and to accomplish this task.
那么这一新的族类呢，就是那些基督里面神赐给新生命的人。
And this is the people that who God gives new life and become His children.
包括犹太人，也包括我们这些外邦人。
This group of people that include Israelites and also we Gentiles.
所以他们从主耶稣基督复活升天到主耶稣基督第二次再来，他们要形成一个整体，那就是教会。
So those people that after Jesus Christ resurrected and went to heaven until his second coming, that they formed a group called church.
我们也把它叫做是基督的身体。
We also call it the body of Christ.
所以这也是我们为什么可以看见神在每一个世代里都从各国各邦各族呼召一批人来归向他。
So that through the human history, we can see for each generation, God will call people from all nations and all races and to form his church.
那么他在基督里，那么赐给他们每一个人一个新的生命。
And in Christ, he gave each individual a new life.
那将他们加给教会。
And he added new believers to the church.
那么预备我们迎接主耶稣他第二次的到来。
Prepare us to welcome the second coming of Christ.
那么与他在他所创造的新天新地里永远的同在。
And in the new heaven and earth he created, we will be with him forever.
那么这是神旨意的最终，这是神最终的旨意。
This is the ultimate goal of God.
那么讲述了基督那测不透的丰富和他百般的恩智慧以后。
So after we finish the riches of Christ and God's manifold wisdom.
那么保罗呢？那保罗呢？是让这些以弗所的这些信徒深深的知道基督徒所信的是谁。
And Paul make sure that all the believers in Ephesus understand what is the target object of their faith.
所以他是那位创造和掌管一切的独一的真神。
He is the creator of the universe and also the authority controls all things.
那么是那位能够保守我们一切的耶稣基督。
And he has the power to keep us.
那么这也正是基督徒信心的对象，还有来根源。
And this is the root of our source and also the object of our faith.
我们下来后面的最后两节，就是在谈到这个基督徒圣徒的信心。
And this is the faith that for the believers.
那么他这里告诉我们，他说我们因信耶稣，就在他里面放胆无惧、笃信不疑的来到神面前。所以我求你们不要因我为你们所受的苦患难丧胆，这原是你们的荣耀。
Verse 12:13, in him and through faith in him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence. I ask you, therefore, not to be discouraged because of my sufferings for you, which are your glory.
那么以弗所的信徒呢，知道他们主要是从保罗听到的福音，还有基督的奥秘。
The believers in Ephesus that knows that through Paul's teaching that they know the mystery of Christ.
也就是神救赎的计划。
This is the plan of God's salvation.
然后他们也知道呢，保罗此时呢正在为他所信的和所传讲的福音在经历患难。
And they also understand that Paul is was suffering for preaching God's salvation plan.
所以因此呢，以弗所的这些信徒们呢，就为保罗而感到这个担心。
So the church that was worried about Paul's suffering.
那么其实他们自己似乎也感觉到有些恐惧。
And they also feared for themselves too.
所以呢，保罗安慰这些以弗所的信徒。
So Paul is comforting those believers in Ephesus.
那么让他们不要为他而感到恐惧和忧虑。
and they shouldn't worry about him or fear for themselves.
告诉他们他受这些苦楚其实为了他们的好处。
Because all his suffering that is for the benefit of them.
为了让神的荣耀能够彰显在他们的身上。
So that God's glory will demonstrate among them.
他也是让这些以弗所的信徒知道他自己并没有因此害怕。
So he also told the church there that he is not afraid of his situation.
他反而是蛮有喜乐。
And he's full of joy.
因为他与基督是连在一起的。
Because he is intimately connected to Christ.
所以他享受着随时随地能够来到神的面前的这个福气。
And he is enjoyed the benefit that anytime in need he can come to the Lord.
就像保罗常常说，现在活着的不再是他自己，乃是基督耶稣在他里面活着。
Just like Paul said, now it's no longer he himself lives, it's Christ that lives in him.
那么他有这样的感受，他也盼望以弗所的信徒明白，他们也同样有他这样的福气。
He has this experience. He also wants the church of Ephesus people that they also can enjoy this blessing.
我们往往会片面的来理解救恩和在它里面所给我们带来的好处。
Sometimes in our understanding that we distorted the gospel and the salvation plan.
那么例如呢，我们常常渴望得到某样的祝福。
And we often seek a particular kind of blessings from God.
或者呢，我们想呢，使我们某种的需要能够想让神来给我们得到满足。
Or our particular need that we want God to satisfy us.
我们确实知道，我们这些需要或者我们这些祝福呢，神也会赐给我们。
We know that if it's our need, that God will give to us.
我们应该常常为我们所得到的从感恩的心。
And we should often give thanks for what God already gave to us.
但是救恩最主要的目的远远超过这些。
But the plan of salvation, the purpose of salvation is is above all these things.
那就是他要把我们带到神的面前。
And this salvation want to bring us before God.
能够使我们能够敬拜他，向他发出我们心里面的祈求。
So that we will worship him and pray to him from our heart.
那么我们应该以什么样的心态来祷告？
So how we should what kind of attitude we should have when we pray?
那么根据使徒他的话呢，他说我们在基督里应该是放胆无惧。
And according to Paul's teaching that in Christ we should have this freedom and confidence.
那么向神的祷告呢应该是笃信不疑。
And we shouldn't have any doubt before God.
那么这里面的放胆那就是没有惧怕也不担心被拒绝。
So here the fearless is that we have no fear and we have no worry.
而是满怀信心毫不犹豫地来到神的面前。
We should have full confidence before the Lord.
就是不管我们的祷告神给我们什么样的结果都愿意满心乐意地来接受。
No matter what is the outcome, but we are willingly to accept all God gave to us.
因为神最知道我们需要什么。
Because God is the one that totally understand what our real need.
那么这里面的这个来到这个词呢是在原文中它是一个名词。
So here the word came is a noun in the original verse.
那么意思是拥有进入某个地方的一个特权。
And here means that has the meaning that one has the privilege to enter a certain place.
所以用一个词来讲或者我们可以把它叫做入场权。
Or is the permit that can enter into the court.
那么比方有的人呢可能他拥有一个就是参与一个某一个特殊的俱乐部的一个入场权。
So in the real life that sometimes we need a permit to enter, to join the club.
可能这个俱乐部呢很多人是不可以进入的。
And the many non-members that they cannot enter.
但是他有这个特别的权利获准进入。
But Paul has this privilege that he can come.
所以保罗在这里用这个词呢，他的意思是在说，我们和神之间有一种特殊的关系。
So Paul described here is that we have a special relationship between God.
所以我们知道他一定会接纳我们。
We know that he will accept us.
他也喜悦我们能常常亲近他。
He also is pleased that we come to him often.
因为他已经给了我们这个入场权。
Because he already gave us, grant us this permission.
我们不必要在他的门口徘徊。
We do not have to wandering around by the door.
我们可以随时的进去。
We can directly enter into the most holy place.
那么保罗又用这个笃信不疑来强调。
And here Paul used the without any doubt and come confidently.
就是我们的祷告呢，我们祷告的信心乃是经过多次的操练和这个经历神的回应以后培养起来的。
So our faith for our prayer is after we prayed many and often that it's a fully practiced experience that we experienced in the Lord.
那么就像我们刚学开车，那么我们不敢上高速公路。
Just like when we start learning driving, that we are afraid to go on the highways.
但是我们上过几次呢，我们就越来越呢感到了放心。
But after a few tries that we are fully confident to drive on.
我们不会就再有当初的那种恐惧紧张。
And the fear that we had before that is all gone.
那我们祷告也是一样，我们常常来到神的面前，我们才能够体会到这种在神里面的那种平安和自信。
Prayer is similar that if we come before the Lord often, and we will experience the peace and the confidence in the Lord.
因为我们知道神喜悦我们来到他的面前。
Because we know that God is pleased that we by coming to Him.
那么在今天的信息中呢，保罗通过论述基督的丰富和神的智慧，让我们知道。
So today's message that through Paul's teaching. We should understand.
我们所信的是谁？
Who is the target of our faith?
那么是那位昔在、今在、永在的神。
He is the God that was, is, and will be.
那么是那位为我们舍命又为我们复活的耶稣基督。
He is the Jesus, Lord Jesus Christ, who sacrificed his life for us.
那么保罗也其实在告诉我们，我们的祷告的信心是来自于对基督的信靠。
And Paul also teaches us that our confidence in the prayer is from the confidence in the Lord.
所以我们要想来到神的面前，只有一个人可以切发这个通行证。
Only one person can give us this permit to come before God.
那就是神的儿子耶稣基督。
That is God's only begotten Son, Jesus Christ.
那么其实他已经用他的宝血为我们切了名。
And he already used his own blood to give us this signature.
所以他不在乎你是谁。
So no matter who you are,
你过去是一个怎样的人。
No matter how you were in the past,
甚至是你现在罪中有多深。
Or even now that you're how sinful deeply in you in your sin.
或者你过去犯过多大的罪。
Or how much, many sins that you committed in the past.
只要你拥有基督为你切属的这一个通行证。
If through Jesus Christ this permit.
你就可以坦然无惧地因着信靠他随时随地来到他的面前。
And you can come before him fearlessly at any time by trusting him, believe him.
就像希伯来书的四章希伯来书四章十四到十六节这样告诉我们，他说：“我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，便当持定所承认的道。因为我们的大祭司并非不体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪，所以我们只管坦然无惧来到他的施恩宝座前。”我要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
Just like it says in the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 14. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
所以这里告诉我们了，我们的信心呢是来自于耶稣基督。
Here tells us that our faith is from Jesus Christ.
也就是我们的信心的对象不是我们自己，乃是那位为我们死而复活的基督。
The object of faith is not ourselves; it's the Lord Jesus who died for us.
我们可以靠着他随时随地来到神的面前。
Through him, we can come before God anytime we need.
求神赐我们更大的祝福，赐我们力量，赐我们就是跟随他的心。
Ask the Lord to give us the blessing and the confidence and the heart, steadfast heart to follow him.
因为他喜悦我们来到他的面前。
Because he's pleased that we come to him.
他已经赐给了我们这个特权。
He already gave us this privilege.
做他的儿女。
We are his children.
他也给我们预备了那永远的福分。
He also prepared for us the eternal blessing.
我们来一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们谢谢你，主赐给你的独生爱子耶稣基督。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us your only Son, Jesus Christ.
能够来到这个充满罪恶污秽的世界上来拯救我们这些罪人。
He came to this depraved world and save us.
主，你从来不嫌弃罪人。
Lord, you never despise those that who come before you.
因为你知道我们的本相。
Because you know how we are.
你拯救我们不是因为我们比别人好。
You save us not because we are better people.
正是因为我们跟别人一样的污秽。
We are just like others that follow for sin.
主，就求主你真的赐我们每个你的儿女一颗感恩的心。
So Lord, grant us everyone a thankful heart.
让我们能够明白主你的奥秘。
So that we can understand the mystery of your gospel.
知道主你给我们救恩的宝贵。
And fully appreciate and understand the salvation you give to us.
让我们能够靠在你的恩典，能够常常来到神的面前。
By the grace of you, that we can come before you often.
把我们的心思意念带给你。
And bring our mind and think that before you.
主，求主你能够真的体恤我们的软弱。
And please have mercy on our weakness.
让我们靠在你的恩典能够刚强。
By your grace that we can be steadfast.
靠在你的带领能够活出耶稣基督你让我们活出的生命。
By your power and leading that we can live out a life that you want us to be.
我们谢谢主。
Thank you.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢。